and sing along. Yeah. Rapping so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Good evening. This is Sean P.
This is Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Coming to you live from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Yep. It's been a little minute since we've put up an episode. And I just want to come back to our listeners right after our first heat wave. This weekend was pretty hot, and we got a preview of summer.
Yeah, I like it. I'll take it over winter anytime.
That seems to be a lot of people's feedback. But funny thing, we like summer, but we need all of the modern conveniences of it. So if there's no fan and no AC, summer is not as appealing.
I'll agree with that.
Okay. But for our listeners, we're going to get right into the topic. This is one we kind of bounced around a little bit, but it's very fitting right now. So today's topic is Unmasking America. And basically, we're just going to discuss the recent changes, which have happened very fast. You'd almost say overnight. In fact, it was literally overnight in a lot of states where the mask mandate and some of the provisions that were put in place to keep us safe were just kind of removed, and almost like pulling a Band-Aid off of a wound. So just jumping right in, Big, what is your thoughts about unmasking America? Because, again, one day with all these mask mandates, which we're keeping us safe, which brought the numbers really down, the biggest change has been the vaccine rollout, which has been very successful under President Biden's administration. And we can compare it to the last administration where there was almost no rollout, right? Not saying there was none, not saying there was no plan in place, but it just wasn't well managed. And most of the benchmarks that President Biden stated have been hit or exceeded. So, I mean, there's no question that the vaccine rollout is a big part of unmasking America. So what is your take on all of it?
I think it's been very successful. I think a lot of people that wanted to have the vaccine were able to get the vaccine. I personally would probably rather than wait like another 30 days to fully go this far as unmasking America. But I can see their logic and their thinking.
Okay. All right. That's a good point. Why don't you follow up for the listeners? Because I think that might be the question for some people, because I think there are some people that are excited. They couldn't wait to get back to life as it was before. And then there's a lot of people that felt that this pulling off of the Band-Aid, this sudden opening of everything in one day overnight was a little rushed. So when you say you could see their thinking, you know, elaborate.
Well, I think some people are motivated by the economy, and their feeling is that opening the economy, you know, taking off the mask is going to help the economy to expand. And it may be, I mean, but I remember how bleak it looked at the beginning of the pandemic, and I'd rather err on the side of caution. So me personally, I'd rather have one of the next 30 days with the mask mandates in place as opposed to like overnight, like you said, oh, no more masks. Just prove you have a vaccine, or it's up to the vendors to decide whether you have to wear a mask, but we're going to take away the restrictions.
Agreed. I agree with you. I feel similar. And I think I heard on one of the cable news shows a really good question. And the question was posed this way. I think it was to someone in the Biden administration, but I could be wrong. It could have just been a scientist, but I think it was a doctor in the administration. And basically the question was said, was this decision made based on science or behavior science? I think that's a very key question, because like you said, your explanation is one based on behavior science, the way people are going to respond to certain stimulus and stimuli and just the actions you want to see them take and actions that they may take anyway, as opposed to medically, scientifically, we have every reason to believe that we've reached a threshold that is either not going to pivot or go backwards. So again, just to emphasize it, it seems that the decision is both scientifical but also behavior-based, and it may be even more behavior-based than scientific. And I think that is a question.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I've already seen videos where people have went to places to eat, and it required them to wear a mask, and they've become belligerent. And I'm not wearing a mask, and we don't have to wear masks anymore. But it's left up to the proprietor for their rules. And I think you'll agree that it's kind of ambiguous as to who has to wear a mask and how are we going to enforce it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think to the point you made, that's a very important point. And I think that's almost the second point to make. I think we definitely need to get into that. But I think first is to saying, was this decision really based on pure science, right? Like, in other words, whatever the numbers for herd immunity are, we've reached them. The spread that we've seen in the past has gone away. There's no reason to believe that this action is going to lead to it, right? Because that would be based on the science, right? In other words, we've seen the numbers go up and down based on certain actions taken, wearing a mask, social distancing, not gathering, when necessary locking down. That's different than behavior science, right? It's one thing to say medically, I have to do this to prevent something. It's another thing to do something so people behave a certain way, act a certain way.
Well, it's true. To me, what they're using, the information they're using, they're basically, this is trending now. It's trending that the virus is going down. So even if there's not enough empirical data to show that it's actually been eradicated or neutralized, we're trending in the right direction. So let's jump all in, which is kind of crazy.
Right. Exactly. And to your point, if jumping all right in, and you said that every scientific indicator almost said that this will not reverse itself, right? Not that it's not possible. We know it's possible, but it's just that there's no reason to believe that taking off people's masks and letting people go back to the garden and to Yankee Stadium and to all of these social events, right? There's no scientific reason to believe that the numbers are going to go back up, right? Then you say, okay, you're taking a leap of faith, but it's science-based. Whereas if you're saying we hope that people are motivated to get the vaccine and they're motivated to go back to normal, so they're going to do what's right and they're going to make sure that they wear their mask until they're fully vaccinated and things like that, that's more behavior-based, right? That's hoping people do the right thing. That's hoping the numbers don't go back up once the community interaction is there. And I think that's kind of the first point. Is it science-based or is it behavior science-based?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I haven't seen, to me, enough data that's showing that it's science-based more than behavioral science. It seems that they want to put the trust in people to do the right thing, as opposed to we have empirical data that this is the way that it's trending and, you know, we've beat it and we have herd immunity.
Right. And I think to that last point right there, I think that opening up is the experiment, right? This is the exposure. So in other words, in the next 3 weeks, if we don't see numbers go up in any meaningful way, then I guess we could say that we have reached a certain level of herd immunity that when people, because again, to the next point that you said, as far as who's vaccinated and what they can do and how different proprietorships can know, that's one point, right? But let's say even with vaccinated people mixing with unvaccinated people or unvaccinated people mixing with each other, again, is there going to be a spread in 3 weeks? Is hospitals going to see rates going up? Are the numbers going to start to go back up because people have interacted? I guess if the next month it doesn't happen, then we can say, okay, then scientifically something has changed.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my fear would be that you tell everyone it's safe to not wear your mask. The rates go back up. They change the policy and say, you got to put your mask back on. And are people going to be willing to now have to go back? They're like, no, you told me I don't need it anymore. So I don't believe that the numbers are going up.
Right. That's a possibility. I think that the thing that they would say in that case, right, is that we're not telling everyone. We're telling people who've been vaccinated to do it. And we're trusting, keep where they're, we're trusting people who haven't been vaccinated to do the right thing. And that's where I guess we get to the second point, like you said, as far as, okay, as we unmask America, right? We're unmasking America. What steps are the government taking to support that process, right? We know that there's some people that are always against the mask. We know that there's some people that feel the government is forcing them. You're killing us. You're taking away our rights. You're trying to, you know, pull something over on us as if this virus isn't really occurring. And I guess, do you feel or does it seem that the government is being responsible in unmasking America?
to me, they're trying to jumpstart the economy more than anything else. Because I have another question for you. Do you think, well, number one, how long ago has it been since 12-year-olds and 16-year-olds have been allowed to get the vaccine? Because I think 12 is it's only about a week, maybe a week to 10 days. And I think 16-year-olds is only a little bit longer than that. So how many people can you actually vaccinate in that short period of time?
12-year-olds, I think, is within the 10-day window. I think 16-year-olds, again, it's different in different states. I think that probably goes back maybe 6 weeks.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I just know that the 12-year-old wasn't been that long to say that you've reached so many more millions of people in that short period of time.
No, agreed. So, I mean, but again, that goes back to the first question. Is it science-based or behavior science-based? Like, are you expecting people to be more responsible? Well, not more, but to be responsible and to, okay. Basically, to put it this way, right? You'd really expect anyone who's not vaccinated to keep doing the same things. And I think that, to your point of the miscommunication, is where it gets screwy. Because in other words, if you haven't been vaccinated, why are you taking your mask off?
You're right. You would figure that if you know you're not vaccinated, you would keep wearing your mask until you're vaccinated or until they claim you reach herd immunity, which means you still should really get vaccinated, but the chances of you really contracting are very low. I just think some people are looking for any excuse not to wear a mask, and by the government saying, oh, you're not required to wear it anymore, people are like, oh, see, everything's good. I never wore the mask anyway, and now I don't have to wear it no more.
True. So before we get back to the video that you mentioned, because I think that does feed into the next part of it as far as, okay, we're kind of pushing the responsibility of making the decision and also enforcing the decisions and protocols on lower level entities, like the government's not, right? We've made our decision. CDC has made their ruling. And but to that point, like you said, why would you tell people who aren't vaccinated to do anything different than they've been doing, right? Because if you're saying scientifically that a vaccine has minimized the spread among people that are vaccinated and it's minimized the infection rate and the hospitalization rate among people that are vaccinated, why would that benefit people that aren't vaccinated? Because again, the point is you don't know who's who, right? Because the government hasn't mandated, for the most part, visible proof of who's vaccinated. So you know you can't go on a bus, for example. You can't go in a hospital or whatever without wearing your mask, right? But when you're in a restaurant, who knows who's who?
Yeah, basically you're on the honor system, you know, and again, can we really trust everyone to do the right thing? It's kind of like saying, all right, we're not going to have traffic enforcement anymore as far as speeding. So we're just going to go on the honor system that you're all going to do the right thing. Are people really going to all drive the speed limit or are they going to be speeding?
No, exactly. And again, that's where you kind of question them, because you've gotten so many people to buy into the understanding that social distancing and mask wearing has been essential and dealing with this situation, this pandemic, and basically saving lives. And yes, there are people who've gone out and gotten vaccinated, and that is, I guess, a projection forward of the process. But does it seem that the communication is clear enough that we know who's who and who should do what?
No, I mean, you really can't look at someone and know whether or not they've been vaccinated or not. The same way you can't look at someone and know that they're sick or not. You don't know. They could look fine and they could be carrying, you know, the disease or, you know, it's on them or they're sick. And you don't really know unless they're coughing on you. So, you know, to me, you put the onus now on the individual institution. Unless you're a hospital, like you said, public bus transportation, where you're required, everybody's required to wear a mask, no matter if you're sick or not, vaccinated or not. Now you're putting the onus on pharma store, I can say whether or not you should have a mask coming in. And, you know, I can not have to enforce it myself. So my, you know, workers have to now determine if everybody, the people who are in there are vaccinated.
No, you're right. That's well said. So let's personalize it, right? There are some people we know, obviously no names, but there's some people we know who went to the Knicks playoff game. and not even sure the status or not, but what was the overall environment like? You have a bunch of people to come in. Did the garden differentiate who was vaccinated, who wasn't? Like, what was the process?
From what I understand, the garden was very thorough. You either had to have your vaccination card or take or show a recent vaccination within 3 days, or I guess if I get vaccinated there, and I guess they charge you $30 to do it right there. But if you didn't do any of those three, you weren't getting in, no matter how much you paid.
Okay. So minus in the last one, because the last one is virtually not beneficial from preventing the spread of the virus at all. If I pay $30 and get a shot in my arm and I'm infected already, or somebody's infected and I'm next to them, I don't think that shot in the arm is going to change
anything. No. I think the $30 or whatever the fee was to get a COVID test showing you were negative right there. Like, they would do it and get a rapid result.
Okay, not a vaccine.
A rapid test. So okay. Obviously, if you were positive, then you would have to leave.
Okay, all right, sorry. So I misunderstood. That makes sense then. So basically, you could get tested right at the spot and prove you have a negative test, we let you in, but you still have to wear your mask because you're unvaccinated.
Exactly.
Or you could prove, you have to have proof that you were vaccinated.
Yeah, I believe when you're fully vaccinated, they give you some type of card showing that you're fully vaccinated.
Gotcha. All right, that makes sense then, because just using that individual example, that individual institution, then at least they're filtering out who's unvaccinated and who's vaccinated, and they're treating them accordingly. Of course, to your point, someone who's unvaccinated can take their mask off the way the president did. Remember when he just whipped his mask off, unmasking America, right? I just had COVID virus, as if that's a badge of honor, right? I had it and take my mask off. But okay, so not those people notwithstanding, because some people are gonna just not do the right thing regardless, but they did have a filtering system, and if you did it one way, okay. So what is your feeling in that situation compared to the government putting the guard in that situation? Or allowing the guard to be in a situation? Maybe this is something the guard wanted. Maybe there are businesses that want the individual authority to, you know, process people coming in as opposed to the government telling them.
Well, I mean, in this situation, because you have professionals that were in charge of the security, so basically if you failed the COVID test or whatever, they had professionals that can make you leave and escort you, as opposed to you have a regular person, say someone that's not in a security background, who's not an enforcer, who is not telling someone who's much bigger than them to leave, that probably might not go too well. Who are you to tell me to go somewhere?
Okay, understood. So from your statement, you're basically saying that by the government, and again, we're saying the federal government as well as the state, because federal, state, you know, local, but basically by the government putting it on the private sector to individually mandate it, you then leave it up to the stronger ones to survive and the weaker ones to not. Because the garden, like you said, apparently had the resources to filter out the process very well, right? Who was vaccinated, who wasn't. Whereas you're right, smaller stores or smaller entities may not have the same resources to do that. And now it's because the law said, okay, well, not the law, the rule said, now you can go, you unmask, you put them at the mercy of the rule. Whereas the garden can handle it, or maybe even wants it, they can't.
Tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit should sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Exactly. I mean, it's like a lot of things in life. People have power and authority, are able to, you know, use it in a good light. I'm not saying anything wrong. It's just that some places don't have the resources to have the type of people in place. Might have a professional security force that's going to be able to enforce the policy for them.
Okay. No, well said. I'm taking that in because that's true. So going back to the government, because this episode of Unmasking America, it's really kind of directed at the government and their decision to have the mandate lifted. Because again, they really did it overnight, right? I'm not saying there was no advance warning or anything like that. So maybe if you say it that way, then it was overnight. But what I'm saying is it wasn't like more of a hard window of 30 days, right? And everybody knows to start making provisions for the 30 days when they're going to do it. In fact, California almost got ridiculed for doing that. I think California's date is June 15th, I believe. And a lot of people are like, why are they taking so long? And I think because they're trying to, I don't know, this is just me speculating, they're giving the June 15th as a hard date to try to give all parties involved the opportunity to fully implement and prepare it. The people want to get vaccinated, really start getting vaccinated so that you can be filtered into the crowd where you can do all the things you want to do. And the people aren't vaccinated, you're going to watch the people do the things you want to do, right? Did New York, did Connecticut, did some of the other states that seem to rush the process take the same approach, or more importantly, did they dump it on somebody else?
Yeah. Based on that one from California, I like that approach because it gives people who are not vaccinated a target to shoot for. If they said, June 15th, then you're like, all right, I'm going to get me my first shot now. I got to wait 3 weeks to get the other shot. Hopefully that's right around the 15th. So then I'll be able to partake in all the events that's, available to people who are vaccinated. And it gives them people like an incentive to kind of like go ahead. The ones who were on, let's say on the fence, maybe for whatever reason they didn't do it yet. The lines are too long. They have to work, whatever the reasons why they didn't get their vaccination started. This kind of gives you like a guideline of to go get it done as opposed to, now you didn't get it done. You're fine. You escaped COVID. Go about your life now. You should wear a mask, but no one's going to make you wear a mask. That's kind of crazy.
Agreed. I like your explanation because you're right. I mean, you just really gave the two examples of how the government could have done the same thing, but just done it in a more responsible way. So we're going to be responsible, right? We're not going to just whip our mask off like the president did, right? The former president, unmask in America and just almost celebratory, just rip your mask off. No, we're going to follow the process, right? You get vaccinated, or if you don't, you understand what you can do, what you can't do. Again, you're going to see the people who are vaccinated do certain things you can't do. You're going to have time to process that you want to do it. But it's not just going to be this overnight thing where all of a sudden we're back, but we're not all back, but we're going to act like we're all back, but you're going to do the right thing. And we know it's an honor system. When did we go from a mask mandate to an honor system? And why? Why do we have to have a mandate if the honor system was always in play? You could have just said wear a mask because it's the right thing to do and never mandated it because that's what people do. They follow the rules, basically. Or there's no rules. They do the right thing. So that's what I'm saying. Where did this honor system suddenly become such a value system, but we had a mandate before?
I told you, in my opinion, this is about open up the economy. Let's get this money. We waited too long. Restaurants are struggling. Bars are struggling. People want to go out and party, so let them have at it.
I like your opinion. I like the proposition you're putting out because in some ways it makes sense. When I say in some ways it makes sense, right? We're saying, is it a matter of health, of science or behavior science? And I think your example is behavior science, right? Because we're basically hoping that we're believing we've hit herd immunity, I'm speaking from behalf of the government, and now we want people to reinvigorate the economy, right? And what better way to get people to reinvigorate the economy than just to open it up and let nature take its course, right? Because people spend money. I mean, we know that. If the economy wasn't shut down, then people would have been doing these things all along. So I think there is a lot of value to what you're saying, that it's economic-based, which goes back to this behavior science-based. If we do certain things, people are going to behave a certain way.
No, I agree. I mean, look at it. It's almost summer. Summer's coming up soon. Beach is going to be opening up. They want to have concerts. All the things that we've been denied for like the last year and a half, everybody's looking forward to going and doing it. I'm sure people want to go to barbecues and picnics and things like that. So they're like, oh, that's a lot. You know how much money this is? That's billions of dollars we can get people to start spending again. So let's open it up and get them back out there. If some people get sick during this, hopefully, we should have the resources to treat them, if they're foolish enough to go out without taking the precautions. Hopefully they will with them. I think the government is saying hopefully they will know that they're not vaccinated and they'll take the precautions. But if they don't, we can handle it now. I think the worst is over as far as what happened last year.
I agree with you, and I think you nailed it right there. I think what it really comes down to as we go through this episode on this is Unmasking America is that they think we can handle the worst, right? So, of course, we can say hope for the best, right? Hopefully the virus just evaporates, which we know it hasn't happened. That's what the previous president said. It's just going to be gone. It'll be gone by Labor Day because apparently viruses follow the calendar too. So they know when holidays are coming, they just disappear, which makes no sense, right? But I almost feel to your point, especially from an economic standpoint, behavior science standpoint, that's why I said I think this is an experiment, right? I think this is an experiment. We're going to see if we have enough vaccinated people and enough kind of minimization of spread that it either won't tick up, or to your point, if it does tick up, we can manage it because it's not going to tick up beyond a certain point. And I think going back to what we said before, that's very, very irresponsible because we don't know that, right? We don't know. We don't know if in 3 weeks we're going to be at 3%. Right now, I think we're below 1%, right? And hopefully nothing changes it, but we're going to find out, meaning there's no way to know but to go through the experiment and say, okay, go to the Knicks, go to Madison Square Garden, go to Yankee Stadium, right? And we'll see what happens in 3 weeks.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
No, it's true. And like I said, if the worst that happens is the rate goes up, people are hospitalized. I mean, between the people that we already lost to COVID and how many people are vaccinated, I guess they maybe ran those numbers and said, well, we can handle another outbreak. It won't be as bad as it was in 2020.
That's true. That's true. And this goes to a very gray area now because we don't know that any of this is true or accurate. But we're looking for our government to be responsible. And part of responsible is sharing certain data, key data, and certain strategies with us. And again, going back to the point of that initial question, is it science-based or behavior science-based? If it is behavior science-based, it almost seems that they're not going to share all the science with us because that's the point. It's not written in science, right? We don't know. It's more we're trying to manage the behaviors of people. We're trying to stimulate the economy. And obviously, we have to hope they're assuming that if it doesn't work the way they think, they can manage it. Like, we have to hope that they're not driving with their eyes covered. I mean, that's just completely irresponsible. I think we think that they're being relatively irresponsible.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're taking a calculated risk.
Right. And so you said there was a video of, again, another one of these establishments that bore the brunt of that risk, right? Because, again, part of the risk now, when we go to behavior science, economics now, is that it's no longer the public, the government absorbing, the public sector absorbing the brunt of the individual interactions. Now it's at the private level. Like I said, in the garden, they had the resources to manage a certain way. But you said there was a video that a different situation kind of happened.
Yeah, basically it was looked like a little local restaurant. A gentleman came in to be served. He refused to wear a mask. They still had the policy of that you need to wear a mask to have service. He basically told him he's not leaving. They can call the police because he don't have to wear a mask. And he's been here before they were even in this country. And he's going to get served his food with no mask. They're going to capitulate to him.
Wow. So he went all the way there, which is all the way wrong. So it wasn't even just about the mask mandate being lifted. It's literally just his sense of entitlement. So I think that speaks more to a lot of other factors.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why it caught my attention is that now the people there who were trying to defend the store's policy were not big people. He seemed to be bigger than them. So he basically can cause havoc. And it's kind of unfair to force that kind of responsibility onto them. I'm sure they're not the owners. They look like they were employees of the store. So you're making a minuscule salary and you're going to put your well-being, you know, into jeopardy defending the store's policy. you know, that's kind of very unfair to, you know, seems very unfair that they would have to be put in that situation. And I think he's very unreasonable because that's the policy to the store. And if you really want food from the store, just follow the policy. Why do you have to, I don't want to wear a mask. A lot of people don't want to wear a mask, but that's the policy for that restaurant. And you know that these guys are just regular salaried employees. You're going to give them a hard time. That seems very unfair. And again, I know people, for the most part, are usually good people, but you have a lot of people like this guy that I want what I want when I want, and then you're going to do whatever I say.
No, you're right. You're right. And I think to your point, that's one reason why we have standards and laws, right? Because the law is supposed to be uniform. So in other words, if you're going over the speed limit, you're supposed to get a ticket. Do we know that some police officers aren't fair with it? Absolutely, right? We've done episodes. We live in society. We know that not everybody follows the law, follows the standards, but we still have them. So I think the point we're trying to cover in this episode of Unmasking America is, are the standards even clear or fair or set right when basically there's almost a double standard in the system? Well, not almost, there is a double standard system, right? If you're vaccinated, this is the way you should be treated. If you're unvaccinated, this is the way you should be treated. But we don't want to take the onus of that, right? This is just my own opinion. So we're going to put it on the establishment to kind of sort through it, right? As opposed to, okay, scientifically, there's no more reason to wear a mask, so don't wear a mask, right? Everybody gets it. Everybody knows. We've crossed a scientific threshold, not a behavior science, but a scientific threshold. So we don't need masks anymore. Why is there any ambiguity?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, again, I think the motivation, like I said, is money.
Tired of the same rap songs. Uh-huh. Every new hit should sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
They want to open the economy. They want to get money to be spent. They want, you know, to get the money to be circulated through the economy without having to mandate certain things. So this is the kind of what direction they went. And again, I think it's a calculated risk on their part that if the worst happens, then it really isn't over. We can deal with the worst.
I agree with that. I think we're on the same page. I think it is tied to money. I think it is rooted in behavior science and the way that people will act and operate. And the science is going to follow that. So instead of the science leading, like scientifically, this is where we are. Not where we hope we are, not where we think we are. This is where we are. We're scientifically here, and we're going to see what happens. And I think that's the point. Like you said, it's a calculated risk, because whenever you use behavior science, it's calculated risk because it's not hardwired. It's based on choices and determining factors and things like that. So people may do this and you see this outcome, or they may do that, you see a different outcome. And I think that's different than scientific, you know, like you said, once you get inoculated, you're inoculated. That's it. So I think there's definitely a lot of irresponsibility in this decision, the way it was done. And it was done overnight. I mean, it was just something where today you have to wear your mask, tomorrow you don't have to wear your mask under these situations. And the fine print is just so murky that people are confused about the fine print.
What's strange about it, though, is that before, when they were opening up, everything seemed to be further in between. But they would say in the next 30 days, you would be able to stay in the restaurant till 10 o'clock. It wasn't like you'd have a meeting on Monday and by Wednesday you can stay till 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, it never really changed that quickly, which is what you said before. So this is funny this time that now we actually are taking the mask off. They seem to expedite everything.
Exactly. No, you're right. That's the point of the episode. And that's why when you say it's seemingly motivated by money, by restimulating the economy, it makes sense. Because like you said, why isn't everybody doing the way California did it? June 15th. What would have changed? The weather's nice. Yeah, okay, we know the weather's nice, but the weather doesn't determine the virus. At least that was the case last year, that warm weather gets rid of the virus. That wasn't true.
No, exactly. Well, I guess one thing that's coming up that, you know, we should take into account, holiday weekend's about to come up, and they know that's a lot of money they can get if they open up stuff. People are going to travel more, barbecue, a lot of money to be made. So we don't want to miss this Memorial Day weekend.
Right. But we get that. But we're going around saying the fact that that's not science-based. That's behavior science-based, right? That's basically setting certain factors for people to make certain choices, which is very different than scientifically, this is what should happen. And I think even when you listen to some of the top doctors, be it the CDC, some people in the administration, you're getting some wishy-washy answers. Again, when you go to your doctor, you don't usually want wishy-washy answers, right? You might not get definite answers. I mean, we're not saying that they control things, but generally your doctor says, okay, these are your choices medically. If you do this, this is going to happen. If you do that, that's going to happen, right? That's not behavior-based. That's medical. That's saying, right? You have this pain, you need this medicine, or you have to take this treatment.
No, what you're saying is true. But you have to remember, we got this whole situation because we weren't following the science. So it just makes more sense if we wouldn't follow it again.
Right, except in this case, this episode, Unmasking America, we now have to question, are the sciences following the science?
Well, true. And again, we don't know how much influence they have over the lawmakers. So we don't know if they told them one thing and then the lawmakers want to do something else. We don't really have the information, so we don't know.
We don't know, but like you just stated, it seemed that throughout this process, things have been done in an orchestrated and kind of drawn out way to get certain benchmarks. And then it just seemed that overnight that just changed. That overnight, things are kind of better, but you got to be careful if you don't fit the right category. So mask mandates lifted, but make sure you do these things on the system. And that just seems very different than the approaches we've been taking.
No, I agree. I totally agree 100%. And I guess time will tell if what they're doing is very harmful or, you know, they called it right on.
Definitely. No, you're right. Time will tell. So for Unmasking America, we, you know, always go into a call to action before we, you know, close out the episode. So do you have a call to action for our listeners, Big Group?
Yeah. To what the government should be telling you to do, which is rarely follow the honor system. If you know that you're not fully vaccinated, keep wearing your mask, do the right thing. It may not save your life, it may save your relative's life or your friend's life. So don't just willy-nilly, we don't need masks anymore. Never mind, I don't have a vaccine. I'm just going to run around because I shouldn't be getting sick. No, try to really follow and try to get the vaccine. If you really don't want to do the two shots, do the Johnson & Johnson. Some vaccine is better than no vaccine, in my opinion. So, you know, try at least to do the right thing. Or if you know that you have no intention of getting the vaccine, keep wearing your mask, you know. But do the right thing. It may save a friend. It may save a family member.
Well said. Well said. I mean, that call to action says it all for this episode. I think just to follow up what you said, because you really covered everything, my call to action is going to be just to our listeners and to anyone who comes across this episode, understand the difference between science and behavior science. And I think it goes in line with what Big Root just said, that science is science, right? So there's things we want to do and we'd like to be a part of, and then there's things that we should do because it's medically expected or sound, right? There's no guarantee the vaccine is even going to fully work beyond what it's done so far, right? But the point is, if you've taken a vaccine and you feel that because the science says I can do things differently, then you follow the science. That has nothing to do with how you feel, what you want to do. That has to do with I took an action and I'm expecting something to change for the action. If you haven't done anything like Big Group said, why would you change your behavior, right? So to me, that would have been the clearest thing that they should have said. If you had the vaccine, on these days, this changes. If you don't have the vaccine, nothing changes. Why would anything change? You didn't do anything. So I think for our listeners to take that to heart, like you said, I'm just following up your call to action. Understand that between science and behavior science. Behavior science are things we choose. Science is things that happen.
I agree. Sounds good. I mean, I think that's great advice.
No, same with yours. Same with yours. You know, just try to protect yourself, your family, strangers, other people around. Be responsible. Actually follow the honor system like you said. I mean, you know, this is life and death. And I think, you know, people have been reckless in throughout this pandemic at different points. I guess we're just hoping that the government hasn't become more reckless than it needed to be and gambling to restimulate the economy, and only time will tell.
Yeah, I mean, that's the piggyback of what you're saying. So you've been good for a year and a half. You've been trying to follow the protocols. Now you're going to drop the ball right at the goal line.
Exactly. Well said. That's the best example right there. You just Leon Lettered the game. So if anyone gets that that reference. But we'll see. Time will tell. So, I mean, you know, that's what it is. Unmasking America. So I'm Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Peace out.
I'm tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit, sing along. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art out the art form. What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.